excited. Today I would like to discuss history. A history lesson. The history lesson of how the Shnei Yomim Tovim Shel Rosh Hashanah evolved. We have a custom where we observe 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, even though there was absolutely no steak of the Yom. The 2 days of Rosh Hashanah are different than all of the other 2 days of Yom Tov we observe throughout the year, because the other two days, there's always a suffix. Well, I shouldn't say that totally, because the calendar is set. But at least Rosh Chodesh, let me focus it from that angle. Every Rosh Chodesh, when there are 2 days Rosh Chodesh, the first day Rosh Chodesh is the 30th day of the previous month, and the second day Rosh Chodesh is the first day of the new month. Here we have a Rosh Chodesh. The 2 days of Rosh Hashanah are also Rosh Chodesh. But Kfi D'Yarcha, we are experts in the calendar, the first day of Rosh Hashanah is the first day of Tishrei, and the second day is the second day of Tishrei. So how did it come about that we observe Bezman HaZeh 2 days Rosh Hashanah when we are absolutely certain that it is Aleph and Beis? And we also mentioned passing before that the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah in Halach is called Yoima Arichta. The Kedusha is one long continuous Kedusha that goes from day one to day two. We learned one afkamina that we have a problem reciting a Shechianu on. Okay, we have a problem reciting a Shechianu. Rabbi said, please, I ask, we just have a little decorum just for a few minutes. Okay, Rabbi said, please. Okay, Rabbi said, please, could we? It's getting a little bit out of hand.
It's the last of the year. We've got to take it out.
Please. So the question is, we mentioned before that the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah is considered to be Yoima Arichta, one long continuous stretch of Kedusha. We mentioned one afkamina with regard to the problem of reciting a Shachrianu. The other classic example is Beya Shenolda Bezeh Asur Bezeh. It's not really nogea to us, but it's a halach principle that if an egg is laid on 1 day of Yom Tov, are you allowed to derive benefit on the second day of Yom Tov? So typically the answer is yes, but now when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, because Rosh Hashanah, the day when the egg is laid, that day is certainly asur. Noilat. There's no greater noilat than when an egg is laid. There's no greater noilat than noilat. Noilat is noilat. Right, we call different types of muksa noilat. It came into existence for the very first time. Ice cubes. Ice cubes have come into existence for the very first time on 1 day. Are you allowed to derive benefit? It's muksa. When Shabbos began, it was liquid, and now it's ice. There's a shayla that we make about. I'm giving you one example, all different types of situations of noilat. But there's no greater example of noilat than when the egg itself has been laid on Yom Tov itself. So Be'yosh Nolda B'Yom Tov is mutter on the second day Yom Tov, because it's two separate kiddushas. But if it's one kiddusha, Be'yosh Nolda B'Yom Tov, on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, it's going to be yotzer on the second day of Rosh Hashanah. Now, how we had this sefer is fantastic. It's called Shevach Esanim. We used it yesterday. He has here a chapter where he presents the history of how the 2 days Rosh Hashanah evolved. And he presents in a very, very clear way. I'm not going to be able to say it with such clarity, unfortunately, but he shows that everything happened over four different tkufos. There were four different periods of time in the history of Klal Yisrael that have dramatically changed the way we look at the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. So here we begin. Tkufa number one. Tkufa number one began Eretz Yisrael in the Beis HaMikdash, in the place where the Sanhedrin sat, in the Lishka Sagazis, and they were waiting for people to arrive and tell them if they saw the new moon. And in that period of time, the Bezin was open for the entire day. Anyone who would arrive on, let's say the first day, let's say it was the first day Rosh Hashanah, it was the 30th day of Elul. The 30th day of Elul may very well turn into Aleph Tishrei. It all depends if witnesses come the next morning and they tell the Beis Din, we saw the new moon last night. If witnesses walk in on the first day, on the 30th day of Elul in the morning, at 9 o'clock in the morning, and say that we saw the new moon last night, that means there is no 30th day of Elul. Immediately this day turns into Aleph Tishrei. Now at night, people did not yet know if tomorrow will be declared Rosh Hashanah. So people living throughout Eretz Yisrael, throughout the world, had no choice but to refrain from doing malacha, because it very well may be that tomorrow, 9 o'clock in the morning, Bezin will declare that it's going to be Rosh Hashanah retroactively. So you have no choice. So until this point in time, people are not doing malacha misafik. And this went that. So it's fine. And what happens in the event that Beis Din, no one came the entire day, and now it's the second day. It's now the next day. Automatically, the next day is going to be Rosh Hashanah. Now, what does that mean with regard to the first day? The first day was the 30th day of El on the calendar. It's very important to clarify this point. The calendar, how we are going to look at the calendar. The first day was the 30th day of the calendar, and the second is going to be the first day of Tishrei. And these 2 days are completely two, and people who observed Yom Tov L'Chumra, because they did not know what the story was, they waited until the very, very last moment, because maybe the very last moment some will come in and will testify they saw the new moon, and then retroactively the previous day would have been Rosh Hashanah, so they had no choice but to observe the entire day as Yom Tov Misafik. Now no one came, let bygones be bygones, it was a day of Yom Tov, it was observed as Yom Tov, but it was only observed this Yom Tov retroactively as a suffix. So there is absolutely no such thing at this point in time as Yoima Arichta, a long day. And that means practically that in this community, in this period of time, when it was the second night of Rosh Hashanah, and everyone has to go to Shul all over again, and Davin Meirv like Yom Tov, and they come and they make Kiddush, you do not need a new fruit. The whole concept of requiring a new fruit, like we just finished learning, was impossible during the earliest time in the history of Klal Yisrael, because there's no potential for there to be Yoima Arichta. It's only going to be the potential for there to be 2 days Yom Tov is going to be 2 days Safek. Maybe the first day is going to be Yom Tov. Maybe the second day is going to be Yom Tov. On the first day, they have no choice to observe it as Yom Tov Misafek. And then when it turns out the first day was not Yom Tov, so now we know for sure the second day is Yom Tov, so we have to do it all over again for real. So there's no such thing as Yoima Arichta. This was the custom that was observed in the earliest time of Klal Yisrael when they were in the Beis HaMikdash. And what about outside of Yerushalayim? In places where the messengers would not be able to reach, and outside in Chutz Yaretz, certainly everyone observed 2 days Yom Tov Misafik. This was the minig in the early, earliest time. Now, what? There we come now to. Now, and I take that back. I made a mistake. There is something very, very fascinating. This is what was observed in the Beis HaMikdash, outside of Yerushalayim. And outside on Chutz Liaretz, I told you only one of two opinions. I told you what the Rambam says. Everyone else observed day 30 and day 1 as a suffix. Rashi in Masechta Rosh Hashanah says an amazing chiddush, an awesome chiddush. And he says that outside Yerushalayim and throughout Chutz Liaretz, they only observed the first day as Rosh Hashanah, because you go Basar Roif. Since most of the time Elul is 29 days, you only have to the first day Rosh Hashanah is indeed Rosh Hashanah. You only observed the first day as Rosh Hashanah, and the second day they were Noyheg Chol. If it happened to be they discovered a week later they made a mistake, so what was, but you have it was a work day, it was a regular work day, the second day Rosh Hashanah L'chatchila, because we go Basar Roiv. So turn what? Yeah, L'chara, yeah
he wasn't killed yet.
That was called the first day of Rosh Hashanah. Chai was killed. Okay, so this is the Chiddush of Rashi. So this sums up the first Tekufa in the history of Klal Yisrael. Beis Din took witnesses the entire day. In Yerushalayim they kept it Mitzafik, but since in Yerushalayim there was potential that tomorrow would be Rosh Hashanah, if witnesses would not come, there was potential. So therefore, the first day is only a suffix, and the second day And in the event they declare the second day, so it turns out the second day was really Yom Tov. The first day was only a Safik, and it's no such thing as Yom Arichta. And in Yerushalayim it could be they're going to observe 2 days, but outside Yerushalayim and throughout Chutz Liaretz, there's a Machlekes, the Rambam and Rashi. The Rambam says it's a Safik, you can't go Basar Roiv in this respect, you have to observe 2 days. Rashi says no, since anyway there is no potential for them to know what's going on in Yerushalayim, Lechatchila, they only need to observe 1 day Rosh Hashanah. Period.
The originally,
that the Rif is later, the Tkufa base. We're coming to Tkufa base. Now, let's go to the second Tkufa. The second Tkufa was Pamachas. This Tkufa appears in time, Pamachas, one time the witnesses came very, very late in the day. They came the end of the first day, and they said that we saw the new moon. Problem was, by the time the witnesses came, Bezdin already gave up. They thought for sure this year witnesses are not coming. So they instructed the Levim to sing the Shira in the Beis Hamikdash of the Yoim Chol. So they decide, and that they took as a bad sign. It's not a good thing when the avoda, the Shir Shel Yom, was incorrect. They sang the wrong Shira. It was really supposed to be Rosh Hashanah. They sang the wrong Shira. So they were misaking Mikanu Lahaba. Now this gets a little complicated. That in the event that witnesses come, Minamincha Ulamala, if witnesses will come in the afternoon, there's going to be a Yoima Arichta. They're going to make it a long day. I'm a little confused. One second. Let me read what it says there. Afal pi she'ein bezin mekal moisam lekash hayoyim v'yavru es elu likashu lemachar. Afal pi chen gai moisam bekedusha v'yasta b'molacha. Dil ma'asti lezalzuli b'lashon haba v'yasta b'molacha hayoyim v'yom yishtaka n'hagu b'kedusha yechinam kei minichal ma'ila. And the Gemara explains, if they come this was the takan of Yom Arichta. Okay, so this indeed was the Yom Arichta. Let me read you the summary because I'm already getting confused. Aleph, im yadu bezdin b'cheshbon she'ef shalirois halavon b'yom shloish shemu bo edim koydim hamin before mincha hayunaygim rosh hashanah b'yom shloish b'lvad im bo edim b'yom shloish shem b'namin chulamayla hayunaygim shor yom shloish shem kodesh b'vadai v'kam yom shor shaviyach b'vadai v'enim l'yom lamed aleph. Fine. V'im l'besoif loy bo edim b'yom shloish shem nim se shlonagu yom lamed. Here's the very important portion of l'yom lamed kodesh. Okay, here's the important point. What would happen in this Tekufa if witnesses would not come at all? This is critical, what I'm about to say. What would happen if witnesses would not come after Mincha at all the entire first day? Did they still observe the first day as Rosh Hashanah? Definitely, because they had no way of knowing if witnesses would come. So no one showed up. It's now the night of the second day. So automatically the second day is going to be called Rosh Hashanah. And yesterday was not Rosh Hashanah. In this situation, there is no Yoima Arichta. That means the people, practically speaking, do not need to take a new fruit when they make Kiddush the second night. In this Tekufa, there was only a Yoima Arichta in a very specific situation when witnesses showed up min ha-mincha ulamala.
2 days.
So when the witnesses show up min ha-mincha ulamala, there's guilt almost. Really, today should be the first day of Rosh Hashanah. But we're not going to do it. We're going to suppress them. Because the reason we're going to suppress them is because it's too complicated. You've come too late. We have to do the avoid in the Beis HaMikdash. We don't want there to be complications. So we had already put into motion the avoda. Really, it should be Rosh Hashanah. We're going to suppress you. But in order to show that today really should have been Rosh Hashanah, Mikar HaDin, we're going to invent a new concept called Yoima Arichta, which will have halachic ramifications. Be'ashnol the Bezeh, Asu the Bezeh. And you're going to need a new fruit to make Kiddush the second night. But indeed, if witnesses do not show up at all, there's no Yom HaArechta. Witnesses did not show up, and the only day that's going to be full Kiddush is the second day. And the first day was really a mistake, So, Be'ash told them, Zeh, Muteris, Zeh, V'chulu, V'chulu. Now we come to Tkufa Gimel. Tkufa Gimel is when Bezdin no longer sat and was mekabel witnesses at all. Bezdin stopped being mekabel witnesses. Mishachora beis ha-beisam migdosh. Hiskin Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai shemekabel edus. No, I take it back. Tkufa Gimel is the Chorban. The Chorban beis ha-migdosh has occurred. Just because there was a Chorban, Bezdin was still functional. They were still mekabel witnesses. They still accept the testimony. Just because the Beis HaMikdash came to an end, they were makabel, for a period of time after the Churban Beis HaMikdash. But now, you no longer had the problem of Hashemah Tiskalkel Hashir, of the avoid being done wrong. So they were Mesakein, that we'll accept witnesses, Kol Hayom. Period 3 is after the Churban, they accepted witnesses the entire day. So what happens now when a witness comes after the entire day? Let me read you the summary. In Bo Edim B'Yoyim Lamed. Now here it gets a little complicated. Bo Edim B'Yoyim Lamed. Kaidim Amincha Noigim Lamed. Lamed Kodesh Yom Amichol. If witnesses come on day 30, so certainly the only day that's going to be Rosh Hashanah is day 30. Okay, what happens if in Bo Edim B'Yoyim Lamed Achar Hamincha? Now here's the chiddush. This is a very, very big chiddush. We count miyoyim lamid, avol noyhagim liyoyim lamid, viyoyim lamid aleph, vadai kodesh kiyoyim aruch. This is what's really very interesting, is that minug avoseinu biyodeinu. There's only one small thing that changed when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. Since there was a takana that if witnesses come after Mincha, Noihagim Boy Yoim Kodesh and Mochar Kodesh, that never goes away, even when the Beis HaMikdash came to an end. But because the reason for the Takon is no longer applicable, because the Mikdash is destroyed, so what we do is, as far as we don't suppress the witnesses, we accept them, and we calculate the calendar based upon what the witnesses say. So when witnesses arrive after Mincha, when will in the calendar be the first day Rosh Hashanah? How many days was Elul? Elul was only 29 days. But will we observe Rosh Hashanah for 2 days? Absolutely. We're still going to observe Rosh Hashanah for 2 days. That's the difference between what was before the Beis HaMikdash and after the Beis HaMikdash. When there was still a Beis HaMikdash and the witnesses come after Mincha, we suppress the witnesses. Elul is 30 days. And the real Rosh Hashanah is going to be on the second day. And we're going to have a Yom HaArichta. After the Churban Beis HaMikdash, if the witnesses come after Mincha, we don't suppress the witnesses, we accept them. And the real calendar day for Rosh Hashanah is going to be the first day Rosh Hashanah. And the second day Rosh Hashanah is just going to be Minog Avoseinu Biodeinu, continuing with the Yom HaArichta. It's an amazing, that's an amazing switch. And then, when Bezdin stopped, they come to Tkufa 4, when they stopped accepting witnesses altogether, we're not going to, because the Bezdin was no longer functional, then we had no choice but to be Chayish to preserve the Minhag Avoseinu Biyodeinu, and they made a Yom HaArichton every single year. And the calculation of Rosh Hashanah will always begin with Kviyad Yachu. We go after the calculation. The calculation is from the first day. So the Ikar Rosh Hashanah is going to be the first day. But to preserve, since we're not being Makabal witnesses and we're going to make it the second day, we're going to have a Yom HaArichton every single year. So let's review very quickly the 4 different Tkufas. It's a little bit complicated, but it's very, very important. It's very unique in how he presents. It's not very rare to find someone to lay out these Yisoidos with such clarity. The way I'm just mumbling a lot, obviously, but if you look at it in the Sefer, it's very, very clear how he presents it. We have a concept in halacha called Yoima Arichta. We've presented today two naftiminas. Do you need to make a shechianu on the second night on a new fruit? And the other issue, Be'ash Nol de Bezeh, is it Asura Bezeh? Those are two of many nafkaminas. Where does this principle of Yom HaRichta come from? The answer is, it evolved over a four-step process, four periods in the history of Klal Yisrael. Period number one is where Beis Din accepted witnesses until the very end of the day. And the day was always in limbo until the very, very end. And if witness would walk in the very, very last minute, so that would mean retroactively the first day was Rosh Hashanah, the second day is nothing. This was the original minug, and as far as any problems in the Beis HaMikdash, that does not concern us. There's no such thing as Yom HaRichta, and Beis is always looking to make it only one day. If they have no choice but to wait until the second day, so there'll be 2 days of observance. The first day would have been Misafik, but nothing more than that. In Chutz Liaretz, we have this incredible Chiddush. According to Rashi, since Beis Din was always looking to make only one day, in Chutz Liaretz they only observed one day because they went Basar Raif. Period number two, Niskalkel Hashir. The witnesses came late in the day, and the Shira in the Beis HaMikdash was messed up. So they made a very novel takana, that in the event a witness comes in the afternoon, we're going to suppress his testimony. What does it mean we're going to suppress the testimony? We are going to acknowledge that today really should have been Rosh Hashanah, but we're not going to implement that acknowledgement. We're going to hold off until tomorrow for it to be Rosh Hashanah, but the nafgamina is a new concept called Yoima Arichta. But this Yoima Arichta was extremely limited. It only was triggered in a very rare situation where the witness indeed walked in after Mincha. If the witness walked in before Mincha, the first day is it. The second day is nothing. If the witness didn't walk in until tomorrow, then the first day was only observed out of doubt, and the second day is going to be the real day, Rosh Hashanah.
What?
In which situation?
This situation.
They sang Rosh Hashanah because the witnesses
came late.
No, I think because since
we suppressed it,
but since they were already observing Rosh Hashanah Misafik, they probably sang the Shir of Rosh Hashanah Misafik. But it's going to be a Yom HaRichta. Now comes Tekufa number three. Tekufa number three is the Churban Beis HaMikdash. But just because there's a Churban, they're still continuing to accept testimony. So here we're in a very unique situation. We're accepting testimony, but the reason that we gave before is Shem and Iskalkal Hashir no longer applies. But we also have to acknowledge that once Chazal make a minag, make a takana, you can't just knock out the takana entirely. So what happens if witnesses will come in HaMincha Ulamala? So basically, we're going to continue minag avosenu biyodenu. If witnesses come in HaMincha Ulamala, we're still going to have 2 days of Yomtif. But there's going to be a very big but. And that but is, how we're going to adjust the calendar. Where since now there is no Niskalkal Hashir, the witness come in L'mincha L'mala, the Iker day of Rosh Hashanah is going to be the first day, and then the second day is going to be just the Chumrah of Minig Avoseinu B'Yodeinu. Whereas before the Churban Beis HaMikdash, when Beis Din suppressed the witnesses entirely, the Iker day Rosh Hashanah was the second day, and the first day was the day of Chumrah. That was a very important switch. And then when Beis Din reached a Tekufa when it was bottled, they were no longer accepting testimony, then we have no choice but to have 2 days Rosh Hashanah, and take into consideration that maybe if there would have been 2 days Rosh Hashanah, it would have been Yom HaRichta, so every single Rosh Hashanah will automatically, the Iker day will be day number one, will be, and the second day will be a Chumrah, but will be a Chumrah with the severity of Yom HaRichta. Not to take away what it was from the original time of Chazal. So these the four different tekufas in the history of Klal Yisrael and how it evolved the change in status of the Yom HaRichta, the Iker Dei Rosh Hashanah, Second Dei Rosh Hashanah, and Yom HaRichta in history. Okay, we'll start here.